Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hate the most probably be Mark James. Fidel Goodell seems like just a really phony, fake TV guy.
Phony Michelle.
Listening to you.
Me, myself, and Irie Irving.
Which was regrettable.
The two things I heard
the
you say.
The only thing more regrettable be listening to you, but go ahead.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Show just the two of you Saturday.
The two of us, yep.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
We have done online radio.
But that's not real radio.
You said you would never do a show with me.
That's a lie.
Well, you know.
Now here you are.
I'm a team player.
Dude, get off the air. You're a producer. Shut up.
I see him around Gillette a little bit. He just seems very fake to me.
C-D-E.
Become quite, as you would say, a pussy.
Yeah.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Fourth and final hour, Mark and Hart. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon in New England. How's the weather up there?
Nice.
It was like a fall day this morning. It was weird.
It's not hot, but it's a really nice day. The sun's out. Larry was going home to do some yard work after his show finished up, he told me, so he was happy.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Now we're going to get to the best part of the year in terms of weather in New England now is the fall, and the football weather is starting to come in. You can't beat the next 2.5 months. You can't. Well, once you hit Halloween, it's sort of, here we go again. Break out the parkas, and you know, we're back to winter. There's no, you just go right into it. But, yeah, it's hot as hell down here. But,
how
you know,
hot is it?
It's very hot, Larry. Very hot. It's hotter than Cowie Leonard. It's hotter than Cowie or Manny. Hey, how about, can we play the one thing, Eamon? The San Diego Padres, what Larry called him, instead of Manny Machado, he said Manny something else. There's nothing that, we could be in the most serious thing. If you play a Larry Johnson drop, I will just die laughing.
Would you trade for Manny Machado? If you only could get Machado.
Could have been Macchiato.
Yes, there's nothing better. Cowie Leonard, Manny Machado. You got to love
Why
it.
Why do the Penguins fire Demps?
Penguins?
Yeah.
What are you
New
talking?
Orleans Penguins.
The New Orleans Penguins.
Yeah.
They're the Pelicans?
Yeah. And Craig Mustard is great. Those two, they're like the odd couple. You know what I mean? They really are. They really, those two guys would do a great job.
We were the odd couple.
Well, we are.
You're really annoying. Pete was right about you.
We're the modern
617.
Odd couple.
779-7937. Yes, I would totally concur with that. Justin, in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., calling in. What's up, Justin?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to talk about why Ray Rice giving these speeches, regardless of whether he's getting paid or not, is a major net positive for society. So first off, we have to look at what he's doing. He's going into these lower academic schools and giving talks to these football players who likely come from some broken home, whether it's domestic.
Oh, well, first of all, they're not out lower. Actually, and I know you would, but if you study the U.S. News and World Report, they're football schools, but Oregon's not a bad school. Ohio State's a pretty good school, so they're not lower academic schools. You know, USC, too. Southern Cal's a pretty top 25 institution of higher learning, so let's not, you know.
Okay, I went to Tufts University, which is a pretty good school, so I consider a lot of schools.
Andy Hart?
Yeah, Bose.
Alma mater.
Yeah, Bose.
So like UMiami, these lower academic schools where a lot of these
By the way, you can also check Miami's actually a top 45 academic institution of higher learning.
Can you let him get to his point? Let him get to his point.
It's amazing how people hang on to these ratings when they go to fraudulent schools and they have ways to inflate their own rankings. But anyways, we digress.
Fraudulent school, okay.
A lot of these football players, and you can go out through the history of Miami football players, they come from broken homes with drug addiction, domestic abuse, and they also are people who believe they're invincible because they're young, and therefore they may not understand inherently why touching a woman is wrong, like hitting a woman. So therefore, the only way to get through to them is to show them the negative consequences of those actions, which you guys astutely said, Ray Rice is literally the face of domestic violence consequences in sports. So he goes in there, he's showing how he lost millions of dollars, the ability to do what he loves, and has become a pariah to society. He's going to get through to at least a couple of these kids and change the scope of their family for generations to come. Now, on the negative side, you have him getting paid maybe $10,000 to give the speech, but nobody, there is no person in the world who's going to justify hitting their wife because Ray Rice lost millions of dollars, but he's getting $5,000 to $10,000 to give a speech. So I just think that anyone who thinks that this is a net negative or isn't the right thing to do for these schools to pay him to change the lives of their young students is extremely ignorant and just acting on emotion.
Well, by the way, we all said this, if you can get off your elitist sanctimonious soapbox, Justin. we all said that was actually the positive. We said, what is he going to do for battered women? And what is he doing there? Because he's pocketing the money. We know that. And he's, yes, getting a message. And you said he'll reach a couple of these kids. No, I actually think he's going to reach hundreds, if not maybe thousands. I really do believe his message is going to resonate with these kids for the rest of their lives. But what is he doing for the betterment of society aside? Because he's getting paid for that. Now it's like, what are you doing for women who suffered at the hands of domestic violence like his wife, Janae?
So you need to do your homework. He has done plenty of charitable things right after this came out. It was one of his ways of...
Get off the air. Seriously, I'm done with you. I don't need someone to sit here and pontificate to me and like, you know, if you do your homework. Dude, seriously, you're calling my show. Like don't come at me with
our
your elitist...
Show.
I got it. But like, but he's basically the one coming after me. So that's
he
what
did.
I'm saying.
It's
like,
he did.
Yeah,
and
he did. But
I don't really want to align myself with him, even though he's a fellow Tufts graduate. I do think he was. First of all, he made a sweeping generalization that all the football players come from broken
thank
homes.
You.
And
thank you,
like,
Andy. But thank
a
you.
Massive,
thank you.
Massive yes. overgeneralization. Some do. Some
right.
don't. Just
exactly.
like any portion of society, if I take 110 kids together,
right.
yeah, some of them don't have fathers, some of them don't have mothers, some of them come from homes of drugs, domestic violence, some of them come from just traditional old school picket fence, a couple parents, a couple siblings, and a puppy.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. Very well said. And that's the thing that I was, and you beat me too, I'm glad you gleaned from that phone call, because I'm like, let's not stereotype every African American here and say, oh, they all come from the projects and the hood. There are some racial undertones to Justin's call. So Justin, I know you're on your elitist sanctimonious soapbox. I hope you know you just basically stereotype with a lot of racial undertones of every black athlete in college sports, which is completely the antithesis of the way it is. There are white athletes who come from trailer parks,
yep.
Justin. So just so you know, there are Hispanic people. Some people might come from a very nice area. Some people might come from a bad area. That's just the way it is with all races. We
even,
know this,
but remove race. There are rich kids who come from terrible homes. Like
that's
just
right.
They can be a black rich kid or a white rich kid. They could be in a home where there's massive drug use, alcoholism, domestic violence. So like to just sweeping across the board, right. say he's talking to some football team that's filled with low level families or socioeconomic. I didn't care for that. I actually think he did a disservice to his greater point, which is a much larger question. And that's in general. I mean, this almost harkens back to. Remember the whole controversy, the hit piece from the Boston Globe when they went after Tom Brady for being paid by Best Buddies?
Yes, I do.
And there were questions about, was that appropriate? Is it really charitable work if you're getting paid? What's he doing with the money? Okay, he's passing it on to his foundation. Where's that going? There was all of that. Now, I think that's a legitimate question. If you are going to an event
to help it out as a celebrity, or, you know, say they come to Mark James and say, can you MC this event for domestic violence?
Wait, back up. You said celebrity. I'm not a celebrity.
Okay, but let's pretend you are. Let's say down in the University of Miami, they had some charity. They wanted you to MC domestic violence.
Dan Lebertard, The Rock, Dan Lebertard couldn't do it. So right. I was like, they're 8,036th choice. Sure.
So
okay, let's go with it.
If you go to it and you get a $1,000 fee to MC it, I don't really think you're doing anything very good. I think you're taking $1,000 out of the event, out of the charity. If you just go do it because you feel strongly about it and you want to present yourself, to me, those are two different things. Now, I know there's a lot of people that are probably very good people that do that. They collect their fee and they say, you know what? If I go there as a celebrity, I'm bringing in money. I'm bringing in attention. I'm bringing 50 times the value of what they're paying me. I'm bringing into the event or to the charity. And that's an argument to be made. But I've always thought, if you're doing charitable work, it should be charitable. Like, give your time, give your money, give your autograph, give your memorabilia, give it. It shouldn't be about you being compensated for it. That's really not what charity is all about, in my opinion.
Yeah, charity is pro bono. It's you're doing it for the greater good.
But some in charities will tell you that getting Tom Brady on board to Best Buddies just brings that charity to a whole new level. What they can do, how they can help. And so if they need to invest to do that, they get it back 50-fold on the back end. And I'm sure that's 100% accurate. And you can say, if Ray Rice, would the University of Alabama pay $10,000 right now? That football program that is, I don't even know what their budget is on an annual basis, millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Would they
pay
$10,000 for the chance to avoid a domestic violence incident? Would they just pay that money and you're buying insurance against domestic violence? Yes, they would. If they can avoid having a football player, a star player, anyone, Tua, get involved in some domestic violence issue, of course they would pay for that, right? So that's what they're doing. That's what they feel like they're doing. They're investing in Ray Rice to send a message that may reach the players that in the end not only helps society, tries to end domestic violence in some small fashion, but also tries to avoid them being at the center of a domestic violence issue, right? So that's money well spent in their eyes. The question's on the other end. Should he be profiting from a domestic violence issue? That is the question, and I think that's a fair question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it's $5,000 to $10,000, and that's the thing about it that you're talking about. This is, you know, and listen, the biggest problem I think I have is not only is he profiting off something that is the most despicable, heinous, reprehensible thing that any man could ever do to a woman. I mean, that, you know, the Kareem Hunt stuff you saw, and that was bad as it was. Oh, this was, and Andy, I'm sure you've seen the Joe Mixon when he was at Oklahoma.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
But this was on a much bigger level because he was a proven NFL player. He had made Pro Bowls. He had won a Super Bowl 2 years prior to this incident happening. He was a Super Bowl champion in 2012 with, you know, Joe Flacco and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and those guys. So he still could play. And so I like the universities. I don't have a problem because, and I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again, when you think of domestic violence in sports, for me, I don't know, I'm not speaking for you. You can speak for yourself. I think of Ray Rice. He is the first person, like, and it's the first person I think of when I think of domestic. So, yes, you want to know, like, it's kind of like, and one of the things that, to sort of pull back to what we were talking before about Michael Irvin. When Michael Irvin got up and gave his Hall of Fame speech in 2007, and he talked about, and I don't know if you remember it, but he goes, listen, he said to his kids in the audience, he goes, don't do like me, your dad. Do it like these gentlemen up here. Right. Don't be like me. I thought that was real. He's like, listen, I've cheated on your mom. I was, you know, I was in a hotel room with hookers and cocaine. I've done everything that you can possibly imagine, you know, this, that, and the other. Don't be like me. Be like these gentlemen in the other and the Yellow Jackets. I thought it was real and transparent. I was like, wow. I mean, how the guy's pleading. And I'm not saying Ray Rice hasn't done things but like, again, he also mentioned the rehabilitating the public image where he had to do this. He had no recourse. Like he was a societal pariah. So, and to a lot of people, including me, he still is. And I understand that, you know, university, like there should be a stipend, but it's just like, this is how he's, you know, putting food on his table right now. It just, there's something that just doesn't seem right about it, especially in the era of Time's Up, Me Too, that like you're profiting off beating the hell out of the love of your life and your current wife. It's just something that doesn't. And yes, he is reaching. He can reach tens, if not hundreds, maybe thousands of kids. And they'll say, hey, man, I'm never going to go down that road. I'm never going to end up like that and have everything taken away from me the way Ray Rice did. But it's just that thing that, I get the message is it's doing more good than harm. I just, there's something dirty about him getting paid. And it's just.
Before yeah. you sort of, he's putting food on the table, just a quick Google. He reportedly made $29.7 million in his NFL wow. career, including a $15 million signing bonus in 2012. So I don't think he's bankrupt.
Okay. But, hey, listen, Adrian Peterson made $100 million.
No, I know, but he made bad decisions. Right. Ray Rice made a really bad decision about an act. If he was at all smart with his money, he shouldn't exactly be begging on the side of the road right now. $29 million, a lot of money. That's a lot of money that you should have some left of.
Yeah. Yeah, and he the one thing I will say, he seems, smart that he probably is not didn't make all these bad decisions and spend like Jamarcus Russell or Adrian Peterson or right. Allen Iverson. So that's just true. Let's grab a phone call. Peggy in Salem, who's up next on Mark and Hart. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Peggy.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Perfectly. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say about three things. One, I'm a victim of domestic violence. Number two, that person went to Tufts University.
What?
Number three, not at the time, but graduated from there. And number three, and I understand you've covered it, but this is an important issue. And if Rice wants to go out and speak to people about it, and talk about how wrong it is for anybody to follow in his footsteps, that would be great. And any dime that comes to him should go to a nonprofit agency that helps people with domestic violence. That
Absolutely.
Would be the only way this would be acceptable to me. You might have said that ahead of time.
Peggy, we talked about, he's got to make some money somehow, but we did say that should go towards, women who are victims of domestic violence and domestic abuse. And I'm so sorry that, what happened to you. And I just, there's something to me that just doesn't sit right about this situation, Peggy, that it's like I said, it's not like, the guy, and I made a reference to a character in a movie, the Jordan Belfort and the Wolf of Wall Street, who, he's profiting off of saying how he sold fake stocks to people and took their retirement fund and all that. And then he paid his debt to society, went to prison. And he's coming out and saying, hey, don't, watch out for guys like me. That's a different thing. But when you physically assault any man who puts his hands on a woman, and you're going to profit off that. God, I got to tell you, man, it just bothers me. It just bothers me.
So who do you blame? Do you blame Ray Rice for accepting it, or do you blame the schools and businesses and whoever else who pay it?
You know what the answer to that is?
Both.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's it. There's no, what do they say? It takes two to tango. It's, yeah, I understand why Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, Clay Helton at USC, and maybe even some professional teams will hire Ray Rice to say, hey, listen, don't do this. I get it. It's that's something that when you're making a profit off of, violently putting your hands on the love of your life, your wife, I don't know if they have children or whatever, but like, that's just, and now this is how you're making a living?
It also sends visually a little bit of the wrong message because, as you said, they got married. So it didn't end his relationship with his wife.
No.
I think
no.
a lot of players are smart enough to say, it may not have really ended your NFL career. Your career ended because you weren't that good anymore. And then they say, and wait a minute, now we're paying you to come talk to us. How exactly did you pay a penalty for this?
That's it, man.
Visually, they could look at it and say, it's really not that bad.
That's what I'm saying. And in the end, you brought up Chris Herren, the 30 for 30 documentary, ESPN had an E60 thing a couple weeks ago about, I think he said, I forgot what it was about, but it was sort of a follow-up to the 30 for 30 documentary. What Chris Herren did, yes, he hurt his family emotionally, psychologically, and because what he was doing to himself and how it was affecting them. but he never, ever violently put his hands on his wife. Never. Therein lies the monumental disparity between the two. So there's that. 617-779-7937. We really appreciate Peggy in Salem, and it just hurt because I could hear the pain in her voice to call in and make that call. And Peggy, seriously, today, like, you're my hero for calling in and making that call. And, you know, I'm sorry that she had to go through that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Whatever scrutiny or media, whatever I get, you know, then that's what I get. I believe, and that's it. I look, play a pro, I lived it. I mean, I don't know what I don't know how many people in here have. I lived it, so that's where I'm at on that. It was a challenge to Kenny to perform regardless of whatever's going on outside. And you know, I would say, and you know, I've said this to him, he hasn't performed up to that level over the course of this training camp as I've seen him. So that was the challenge.
Wow! If that wasn't getting read the Riot Act by your head coach, I don't know what was. Brian Flores, former Patriots assistant, defensive assistant, was basically the unnamed defensive coordinator last season. Of course, that brilliant game plan he had against the Rams, which held that team that was scoring like it was going out of style to 3 points in the Super Bowl. This is based on Kenny Stills and Kenny Stills coming out and making comments about Jay-Z, and saying something, you know, not liking the partnership of Jay-Z in the NFL. And then Brian Flores played 8 consecutive Jay-Z songs at Dolphins practice. And then that sound after the game was just like, wow. You know, it's like the Belichick, do your job. I like Brian Flores better. Do your effing job and do it well.
Yeah, I'm a big Brian Flores guy. I feel like he has natural confidence in himself. I don't think he's going to Miami to try to be Bill Belichick 2.0. He's trying to be Brian Flores 1.0, and he's pretty strong in his principles. I don't know if you know, he played at BC, came from a rough upbringing, as he sort of referenced in there, and I think he just has a lot of confidence in what he believes in. And this was a little, you know, people have said Belichicky, and I think this is more Bill Parcells a little practice.
Yeah.
And a legitimate, he did it for a reason. He's trying to see what Kenny Stills is, how he reacted, what would he react to in a tough situation, and maybe he learned about him. Maybe he feels better about Kenny Stills now than he did prior to this. But the way he handled it in the media, I thought was really good. Now, the one naive part, you know, he said it took on a bigger life than he expected, got more attention than he thought it would. Now you're being a little naive if you're not aware that, you know, when you bring together the idea of Jay-Z and race, and this isn't just Jay-Z and Kenny Stills. There was the ownership angle where Stephen, why am I drawing a blank?
Ross.
Stephen Ross, you know, was part of the fundraiser for Donald Trump, and yet he has a foundation for social justice, and there's sort of a, you know, speaking out of your both sides of your mouth idea there from some of his critics and some of his players. And that's what Kenny Stills got worked up with. So there's a lot of layers to this, but a long point here for a short answer. I think Brian Flores handled himself pretty damn well, and I think he might have a bright future.
Oh, I do too. And there, he wasn't done yet. Here's some more Brian Flores sound.
You know, after the playlist was done, what you guys don't know is, you know, I walked up to Kenny in front of the entire group and said, this is a challenge to you to get open, catch the football, and make plays for this team, regardless of what's going on outside of this building. I support Kenny. I support the player protests. I mean, quite honestly, they're bringing attention to my story. So let's talk about that. I'm the son of immigrants. I'm black. I grew up poor. I grew up in New York during the stop and frisk era. So I've been stopped because I fit a description before. So everything that these guys protest, I've lived it. I've experienced it.
That's real. Yep. I like Brian Flores. He gets it, man. He gets it. It's here's the thing about Brian Flores. You know, you don't want him to succeed too well because he's in the Patriots division. But personally, you're rooting for the guy. The problem, as you know, is that every successful sports franchise, Fortune 500 corporation, small mom and pop company, whatever, starts from the top. Stephen Ross, he's not going to put his employees in the utmost positions to succeed. Look at his track record. He's not Robert Kraft. He's not even Jonathan Kraft. And so Stephen Ross will always, he's more concerned with the Super Bowl coming to Miami than getting the Miami team to the Super Bowl. Does that make sense?
It does. I would argue there's been a lot of owners, even Robert Kraft, owners that were thought of as questionable owners or meddlesome owners or owners where their focus wasn't always in the right area until they became good owners, until they got over the hump. And, you know, Robert Kraft's a guy that acknowledges he didn't do everything right early on in his tenure as an owner. And obviously we know how the Bill Parcells thing played out. And if they want you to cook the meal, let you shop for the groceries and some of that era, and you learn from it. And maybe this Brian Flores high, because I don't think Brian Flores is an idiot either. I think Brian Flores, after 1 year as the Patriots defensive play caller, and by the way, as a minority candidate, which matters in that league where they're having trouble promoting minority coaching candidates, I think he was well aware he'd probably have other opportunities. And I think he's pretty confident in himself, but I think he probably thinks that's a decent situation. Now, he could be dead wrong. Maybe he read the tea leaves completely wrong and Ross is a boob and the talent's not there and the organization is not what he needs it to be to succeed. But I'm also going to trust him that when he evaluated that situation, he thinks that he can win there. He thinks that he can find success there. So maybe he thinks there's more to the future of Stephen Ross as an owner, as we may see from the outside.
The one thing that is working against Brian Flores has worked against every Miami Dolphins coach for the better part since Dan Marino retired. They don't have a quarterback.
Correct.
They still don't have a quarterback.
And that's,
I mean, it's like they do not have a Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen. Now, maybe Josh Rosen had an epiphany and he decided to stop being that spoiled kid from the hills and decided to, you know, sack up and he's going to turn into being the top 10 pick. But I wouldn't bet on him.
No.
I wouldn't bet on him. I knew Darnold was a much better. Darnold came from more of the valley. Darnold was a blue-collar kid. Josh Rosen was the silver spoon trust fund baby that
had you can't be a trust fund kid and be a good quarterback? Now who's painting and being overly general? What'd you go to Tufts?
No, I didn't.
You couldn't have got in, no. So we know that.
By the way, out of high school, you ain't kidding. Trust me, I could not get into Tufts. That is definitely
or grad
true.
School either. Don't kid yourself.
Yes. I don't know how many people get it. Well, some people from high school might be able to get into grad school. They just skip college altogether.
Doogie Howser did it.
That's right. He did do it. 617-779-7937. Peter is up next in Jamaica Plain on Mark and Hart. What's up, Peter?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Ray Rice real quick.
Sure.
Sure, yeah. If he's making $5,000, I think he's trying to spread some good news or educate people. But if he's spending, if he's making $5,000 and putting a gold chain around his neck, I got a big problem with that. But if he's making $5,000 and putting it towards his family and his children, all the money he lost from losing his contract, I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, I don't love the idea that he's profiting from the message.
But how do you know? But what if that money is all going to his family, Mark?
Would you feel differently? I would hope it. I hope it would be. But some of that, and I don't know, Peter, you've been holding for a little bit. Did you hear Peggy from Salem call in the last segment?
Peggy. Peter?
Okay, you didn't hear
Peggy?
It. We just had a woman call in the last segment. Her name was Peggy in Salem. She said she was a victim of domestic abuse.
Oh, it's horrible, but it's rampant. One out of four women are abused in the country.
When you talk about going to family, I think Ray Rice, some type of cut of what he's making for these appearances should go to women who are victims of domestic abuse, Peter. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, but it's one out of four people in the whole country. So just Ray Rice was caught because he was on video. You're silly to think that out of all the thousands of people in the NFL, a lot of people have done the same thing. They just weren't caught. It's rampant across the country. It's not just Ray
but
Rice.
We know this.
That doesn't mean you should profit from it.
Right. Thousands of people.
How about if I take the word profit and say he's giving it to his wife? So, I mean, does that make a difference to you? It does to me. But
I don't know their financial situation. Yes, if you tell me that they're not going to be able to eat and have a roof over their head, then I would feel differently.
I mean, that's
ridiculous. The fact that he made $29 million in seven NFL seasons, including a $15 million signing bonus.
Right. Okay. So he gets busted, right? Who loses the money? His wife does. She gets beaten up twice. She gets punched in the face, and then all her money's taken away. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems kind of weird.
It's almost like you, Peter, which is surprising from you, you're almost like sort of making Ray Rice to be the victim here.
Right.
He's not the victim. He's the perpetrator. He's the guilty as charged. He's not the victim here, Peter.
For every Ray Rice, there's 50 guys in the NFL are doing the same thing.
Right, we get that point, but they're not profiting from it.
Well,
he's going around to spread a message about don't do this, but if I'm sitting out there, I would say, wait a minute, you're getting paid right now to tell me not to do this, so you didn't really pay your dues.
All right. My only point is, if the money's going to his wife and his family, and he's trying to spread...
Yeah, Peter, I got it. We're back to square one. We understand what you're talking about. Is this Milana in Paxton?
Milana.
Up next? Milana.
Yeah.
Milana in Paxton.
Hi,
I got
how
it
are
right.
You guys?
Hi, Milana. How are you?
So I just wanted to comment on the Ray Rice thing. So I'm a domestic violence survivor, and unfortunately, because of the abuse, I'm terminally ill. I'm raising two young girls. They're 5 and 7. And he walks around scot-free, but I got all of his debts. The two things I want to do before I pass is, you know, make sure my kids know that I love them. And second, I advocate for domestic violence. This scumbag has no reason to go out there and speak on domestic violence. He beat this woman. It was televised. Everyone saw it. If she stayed, you know, she's a victim. It's a scary thing to get out of. You don't want to be the single poor mom struggling. I never wanted to be that. So I stayed for 8 years, and it's a process. So we can't really, like, blame her, because I'm sure in her mind, she doesn't want to stay. Obviously, no woman in their right mind would want to stay, but it's a process. But he should not be going out there speaking on this issue after what he did. He did what he did. It's in his blood. You can't change the situation. They'd never, ever change, I promise you. So he has no right to profit off of this situation whatsoever.
Milana, Milana, first and foremost, sorry what you had to endure as a domestic violence victim. And this was the best call of the show. You and Peggy, just to sort of set that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, this whole thing, I'm sorry, and maybe I have to do this. I don't know, and maybe I'll think about it, because if we're, you know, people mute R. Kelly, and great, and society was able to do that. Like, if you're going to do that to R. Kelly, well, you're going to have, like, this... And this is just something is wrong about this whole situation, that
absolutely,
this guy is profiting off this. And you know, appreciate the phone call, Milana. Final segment coming up next. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, final segment here on Mark and Hart's. Coming up, Brian Barrett, I believe, is coming up next, right, Eamon?
That's correct.
Brian Barrett will take you till what, six?
All the way up to the game time.
No kidding, up till pregame.
Four and a half hour show.
Ooh, Brian Barrett. Uh-oh. Big boy. Well, he's used to doing that anyway, the solo radio. So that will be no. So he'll be 4.5 hours on a Saturday. God bless him, man. Woo! Done it. It's not easy. I've done it. It's not easy, but he can do it. So stay tuned for him coming up next. By the way, I want to, before I be remiss if we didn't mention this, thank you to everybody who donated to the Jimmy Fund.
Yes.
Everybody was involved, that helped out in obviously at WEI and, but everyone, no matter what you donated, whatever it was, no gift was small. I mean, everything meant a lot, and they raised nearly $3.5 million. And WEI and Nesson have been doing this now together for 18 years. Jimmy Fund's been around for, oh boy, like over half a century. But job well done by everybody at Entercom Boston. So I just want to thank everybody as well. Also, I just want to thank the women who called today, Peggy in Salem and Melania, who just called in, and Paxton, just Melena, in Paxton, who just called in and, you know, talked about being domestic violence victims in survivors. They're survivors, and for them to have to endure. And I think when you hear it in their voices, man, It puts things in perspective of what we brought up on this Ray Rice situation and him profiting off, the message of him profiting off of, you know, something that he will be, you know, reviled forever. And, it just doesn't sit right, man. It doesn't sit right on that as well.
It definitely doesn't. And I like how she worded it. And I've always agreed with this take, the way he is wired and Joe Mixon, Ray Rice.
Yeah.
They didn't defend themselves. They didn't put their hands up and push a woman and she fell. They cold-cocked women. They punched. And I've always, like, if you are wired that way, that you can have that reaction to, by the way, with Ray Rice, to a woman you supposedly love, who became your wife, who you supposedly should put on a pedestal above all others. If you can do that, then you're wired differently, and he is being allowed to profit from that, and it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth. I don't care if he's doing positive, because I do believe there is the potential to do positive, but it leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you have victims like Melania.
Yeah, it even brings up, should Jerry Sandusky, should he profit off of what he did from prison now and talk to, you know what I mean? I know it's not the same, but we could go OJ. I mean, we could keep going through. It's like you can't, I know America's, you know, the land of second, third, fourth, maybe even fifth chances. Look at Josh Gordon. But, you know, there's a difference in that. Yeah, I mean, good point. Also want to thank a gentleman who's from Worcester, who's the chief engineer down at Entercom Orlando, Bob DiPilato, who actually came in on his day off to make sure I could get in on the air to do a show today and earn a paycheck. So, Bob, we appreciate he's from Worcester. He's very familiar with WEI. He loves the station, and thank you very much to Bob on that one.
Go buy him lunch.
I offered him to. Him and his wife are about to close on a really good home that somebody who is a pro bass fisherman is about to sell, and they're about to get this home and close on a home. I wanted to take him to the coop. So, yes, I wanted to, Andy, but anyway, can't do it. Tonight, Canes and Gators. Go Canes. I think we're going to lose, but whatever.
Gators.
It is what it is.
Gators. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Red Sox playing.
Manny Machado.
Who are they playing tonight? Oh, Manny that's Machado. Right. Manny Machado and the Padres tonight. That's right. Who is it again?
Machado.
Who are they playing?
Manny Machado.
Okay.
That's not very nice. You guys are bullying now. That's bullying.
Yeah, thank you to Joe Cortez and Eamon Convey for doing an excellent job producing the show. We'll be back next week on Saturday, live from Fenway, if I believe. So appreciate you listening to Mark and Hart. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See ya.
T-Mobile T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.